being gone on spring break and you'd come back and you think, well, things are going to be better, right? You take a break, you get charged up, you're ready to go. And you come back and you sit down and you realize that Kamala Harris is still an idiot. And there's no way around it. It's remarkable because the Democrats right now might consider the 25th Amendment. It's never been used. But when Nancy Pelosi was talking about it before 2020 election, she was talking about it in regards to Joe Biden, not President Donald Trump, of course. May have come off a little bit differently. But the fact of the matter is, she was concerned about the ability of Joe Biden to do the job, as so many Americans are now. His approval rating now in the high 30s on average to the low 40s on average. It's terrible. He's 13 to 15 points upside down on average. And that's with polls showing him only upside down by 4 points mixed into the whole mess. But it's Kamala Harris that worries them more, because if they were to exercise the 25th Amendment, they'd end up with her. And they're like, that's the stuff nightmares are made of. Kamala Harris. What she thinks so funny? You know, refugees leaving Ukraine, going to Poland. It's hilarious. The philosophy of Kamala Harris can be summed up in a concept or two, like idiotic or vapid. But if you've missed it and you've lost track of what I mean, here's a refresher course. Go.
The governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
I think she spent a lot more time at those rap music parties smoking weed than she's ever admitted to. She's like one of those kids in high school that never actually read the book and didn't study and all of a sudden got called on in class and is trying to, you know, filibuster and buffalo their way through an answer. It's the passage of time. It's just the passage of time. You ever notice? It's just like, pass the doobie, spank the blunt. Come on, Kamala. That's really the best you've got? Woo! All right, I'm better now. God, it's good to be back. Senator Rand Paul among those applauding Elon Musk for buying into Twitter to become the biggest shareholder at 9.3%. He spent, what, $3 billion to get there. But Elon Musk is a man pushing free speech. Rand Paul loves it like I do. Listen.
Well, you know, my hope is it brings a new ethos to the company. I mean, this is a company where the CEO, not too many months ago, said, the First Amendment doesn't apply to us. And while technically that's true, the First Amendment doesn't prevent Twitter from regulating or censoring speech, there's also just the idea of whether freedom of speech, whether open world debate is a good or a bad thing. And I think that many liberals mistake this. They all of a sudden have discovered the First Amendment doesn't apply to private individuals and private companies. And that's right, but that doesn't mean the idea of freedom of speech is not a good one. I think Elon Musk has been a voice out there saying, yeah, we need more freedom of speech, and it is a good idea to have more freedom of speech. So I'm hoping, you know, we've already seen some on the left, you know, wigging out and saying they're leaving Twitter if Elon Musk is coming. I say good riddance. I say, you know, if the left-wing crazies that are trying to censor speech leave Twitter, then it'll be a better place.
I agree with that. But Senator, what about the passage of time? I mean, the big picture. Have you ever really considered the passage of time while smoking weed with your college friends at the rap party? Come on, Senator. What's wrong with you? Meanwhile, over on CNBC, the applause for Elon Musk continued. And the big question is, will President Trump be reinstated? That really is the question that a lot of people talk about, because that was the big bombshell. President Trump permanently banned from Twitter. Not allowed to speak. Do not communicate with anybody. You are silenced. You must be silent. Well, Elon Musk doesn't think so. I don't know that he's buddies with the president, but he's been friendly with the president. And President Donald Trump coming back to Twitter would be a big deal now, considering, let's be honest, Truth Social has floundered, and that's being kind. Donald Trump's social media app Truth Social has floundered badly. So would Trump be reinstated? That's the question. Listen to this, CNBC.
He's been hypercritical of them throwing off the Babylon Bee, the conservative parody site.
Has he said anything about pushing to bring back Donald Trump?
That's a great question. We don't, not yet. That is the money shot. If he brings, if he tries to bring back Trump, then you know that he's got them by the you-know-whats. And he, and they're,
do he and Trump get along? Do we know?
You know, they did initially. I mean, he was on some of the task force when Trump first got elected. Then he dropped out because
he's not a fan of Biden, who he feels ignores him.
Can't stand Biden. Can't stand the SEC. This, the other interesting thing here is that the SEC has him on a short leash because he can't. They don't want him doing tweets after he said that he was going to, you know, sell, take the company public at 420, which wasn't true. So now they got him on the leash on Twitter, which he owns.
Which he owns. And by the way, Twitter went up 27%. In fact, Elon Musk made a fortune by buying Twitter. You know when you've got that much power, it's the way it works. Oh, if you didn't hear this, Tiger Woods says he's in to play in the Masters. Five-time Masters champion. Tiger Woods grievously injured in a car accident, a one car accident, was it a year ago, year and a half ago, whatever it's been now. But if there was any bright side, any of that, he injured his right leg, not his left, because being a right-handed golfer, all of that weight and power and pressure goes into the left leg, so maybe he can still play. Here's what I can guarantee you. Him playing in the Masters will deliver more ratings than the Oscars or the Grammys or all that combined. That's a fact. Hey, don't forget to take your vitamins, my friends. HealthyCell.com, the place to find the best microgel vitamins ever. Their absorption rate, 165% of your pill vitamins. They're made in America, recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough, which is how I found them. You go to HealthyCell.com. If you make an order for the first time, put in the promo code Gruber, you'll save 20%. HealthyCell.com. Gruber. I'll be back.